This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bill Barnwell, he ranked the NFL's wide receiver, tight end, and running back groups for 2025, best and worst. All right, you ready for number one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it goes the other way. So I don't know who number one is, so I have to go all the way. Damn it, I got to go all the way to the bottom here. Yeah, number one, the Philadelphia Eagles. I should have just guessed, and I probably would have got it right. Number 32 is the Tennessee Titans. Your Cleveland Browns clock in, courtesy of Bill Barnwell, ESPN. Where do you think they rank? I'm going to say I'm going to beat you to it. Number 29. In 2023, they ranked 12th in the NFL.
Whoa.
In 2024, they were 20th. Now they clock in at number 29. He writes, one of the few success stories for the Browns last season came at wide receiver. Once Deshaun Watson was sidelined and Amari Cooper was traded, Jerry Jeudy finally lived up to expectations as a potential number one receiver. After being inserted into the rotation by the Cooper trade, Cedric Tillman also briefly flashed as his starter upside, although he missed the final six games because of a concussion. Browns became the latest team to add Deontay Johnson this offseason, allowing the former Steelers, Panthers, and briefly Ravens wideout to make further strides towards completing his tour of the AFC North. David Njoku wasn't able to build on his success after catch from 2023, as the oft-injured tight end fell from 7th in yards per route to 25th at his position. Franchise icon Nick Chubb moving on. Browns are going to rely on a rotation of running back Jerome Ford, who averaged 5.4 yards per carry, but that figure was buoyed by two long runs late in the season. Quinshon Judkins is there. He might take the lead role, but fourth-rounder Dylan Sampson could end up as the most explosive back of the trio, but still has him at 29th overall. Now, I read these yesterday, and that played into my head of going, go out and get Terry McLaurin. After we heard about that Terry McLaurin's upset about his contract, and guys, I know I'm not an Ohio State fan. It doesn't mean I hate Ohio State. You know I don't, as much as Lyman wants to tell you I do. I don't. Picking an Ohio State wide receiver, it's usually going to work out pretty decent for you. At least it should. I know some kind of float on into whatever, but boy, I mean, you got a couple of guys who are bona fide stars in the making right there. And Terry McLaurin has dealt with quarterback hell through most of his career up until this last year with Jaden Daniels. And I'm thinking, man, if he ain't happy, I'd love to have him. Well, Kenny is going to be 30 as the season starts. Yeah, I know. If he ain't happy, I'd love to have him. Kenny, he's looking for $30 million a year. Yeah, I know, but look at our running, or look at our wide receiver room. Well, Kenny, and I'm talking to myself because I'm making the arguments that you were able to make to me and completely douse these flames of me wanting to go after Terry McLaurin, and probably for my own good, Tone, when it's, yeah, but he's going to be 30, he's going to want $30 million, $30 million for a 30-year-old wide receiver. And if the over-under is at 5, say you just stick it. I know it's always a half, but there's some books that say 4.5, some books that say 5.5. If the over-under's at 5, then I had to ask myself this question, Tone. How much of a difference does Terry McLaurin really make? not enough to make the playoffs. Not enough to make the play. Unless Shedeur Sanders ends up being great.
To be fair,
any of the other guys.
To be fair, do you guys ever really ever think a wide receiver is a difference in a team making the playoffs or not?
Because I think if they're on the cusp and you get the right one with the right quarterback,
The
Eagles went after A.J. Brown for a reason.
Yeah, and I mean, Tyreek Hill, obviously, when the Dolphins got him.
But you have to have the right people around those guys.
But I feel like Tyreek Hill in his prime is a one of one, like that can play the way he plays and change an entire team's.
You didn't feel like Amari Cooper was that for the Browns in 2023?
Oh, you could say that. Yeah, you could absolutely say that, Tone.
I mean,
Joe Flacco didn't really have a lot of other people to throw to.
Okay, are you saying
except for David.
Are you saying him or his level of wide receiver or like Amari Cooper and nobody else?
No, probably his level.
Because I always think the wide receiver is like the added luxury. Like if you bring in McLaurin's not a top five wide receiver in the league or anything like that. He's just been really good.
He's really good though.
We finally got to see how good he could be on a winning team.
He was drafted by the right team. Might have been at one point a top five wide receiver in the league.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's like Garrett Wilson. I've always thought that guy had the potential to be a top wide receiver in the league.
I think he still has the potential.
But he's just been on teams with not the right quarterback play or whatever.
I don't give up on him or Jackson Smith and Jigba or a couple of other guys that have been bopping around. I know Chris Olave, but like Michael Thomas, that was a totally different situation. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I don't want to bog it down.
Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, we could go out in all Ohio State wide receiver segment. But I guess what I'm saying here is normally you try to time these things up so that your wide receiver is not the difference maker. If you're asking that guy to be that and you're paying him as such, you'd like to time it up with having the quarterback. So it would seem a little out of sync to trade for him, whatever. I don't think you'd have to actually give up that much because it's more about paying him. So paying him, he's looking for $30 million a year. You'd like to split the difference or whatever, but $27 million a year, you're paying that guy, you'd like to have the quarterback in place. Right now, we don't. And I think it's a backwards way to look at the NFL to say you need the wide receiver to make the quarterback. You'd rather have the great quarterback to make the wide receivers, wouldn't you? And then if you do need for a playoff run to bring in a wide receiver, you trade for him at the deadline.
It's still easier to find wide receivers than it is with quarterbacks. But lay out everything that you're trying to do this year. That's why you asked this question off the air. Can you make an argument that the Browns are worse than what they were in 2024? And you look at three wins, you go, how could they be? Okay, well, remember, the last month of the season, they weren't exactly trying to go out there and beat everybody. That plays into it a little bit. So they may very well have been if they not had some of the injuries that they had, and they might not have tried to change their offense halfway through the year, change their offense at all, or, you know, do everything they did for a quarterback just ain't going to be good for them. Maybe they would have been better than a 3-win football team. But damn it, you could look very well at this and go, hey, leave record out, just look at what you have in your depth chart. Yeah, you can definitely say that. Because I think Quinshon Judkins is going to be good, and Dylan Sampson can be good. I don't think, who's going to be Nick Chubb in his prime?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
From rookie year up until the injury, I mean, Nick Chubb was great. So who's going to be Nick Chubb at the beginning of his prime and during his prime? Nobody. Can I count on Jerry Jeudy for another year? I think I can get a lot of yards out of Jerry Jeudy because I don't think I can count on anybody else. Jamari Thrash, I have hope for. That's silly to put that on him. Cedric Tillman, third round guy, really a one route guy. Hopefully that can change. I'm not necessarily sure it will. David Njoku can be solid as long as he's healthy, and that's always a question. So I got those guys. That's still not as good as what I had last year. So play the long game here. We can go out and get Terry McLaurin, and I can make this, hey, if everything works out all right, I can make this a 7-win team. 7-win teams usually don't have, if they're going to start with a 40-year-old quarterback this year, which I want them to, and I assume they will, and 50-50 if they will with him or Kenny Pickett right now, to be honest with you. But if they start with one of those guys who still doesn't feel like they have a great future, then if it's a 7-win team and I don't have a rookie taking over, then I'm taking a quarterback next year. And then if I'm taking a quarterback next year, then my wide receiver, unless I'm bad enough, my wide receiver might either come out of that first round of the draft or maybe in the second round of that draft, or goodness gracious, if I win 7 games some way, somehow, then I have to use those 2 first-round picks because I could still be in a situation to take a quarterback. And Tone, take those 2 first-round picks, go get my quarterback, and then I got to wait until 2027 to take my wide receiver. And that might be great for people who want to take Jeremiah Smith, but I don't think they shouldn't plan on being as bad as what they would be in a position to take Jeremiah Smith in.
Does any of this matter to you how highly thought of how highly you think of Jerry Jeudy? Meaning, if I think Jerry Jeudy can be what's the ceiling of Jerry
Jeudy? I think
he
can be a sturdy 1,000-yard wide receiver for you, and I think he's getting paid like it, and I can be fine with all that. But if he's got 4 different quarterbacks throwing to him this year,
no,
it's
going to
be a challenge for Jerry.
I get that. I guess give me the comp. Like, because I saw some people getting carried away with how good they thought Jeudy was because of the Denver game, which was such an odd game. Like, he was torching them on every play, and yet they never rolled coverage over. They never tried to take him out of the game. They were almost like, yeah, sure, we'll let Jerry Jeudy run up and down the field, and he killed them.
I'm trying to find a comparison. Like, for over-the-top good, I can throw in the 1 year of Josh Gordon. That's over-the-top. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the top of the scale. Where's the nice, meaty, higher-end, above the middle part of the scale that's a good, solid 1,000 yards? Is that Jarvis? Is that because you've only had a few 1,000-yard receivers. Terrell Pryor, that's a totally different conversation.
The way people were talking about him, remember, he went for 142 against New Orleans, 85 against Pittsburgh in a win, 235. I can't believe they lost that game. 235 against Denver, against Kansas City, he had 100. Now, the last two games were bizarre. They were out. The team was out. And, I mean, that game against Miami, they threw to him every down. And he was like, he was dropping the ball. He was throwing temper tantrums. He was lining up offsides. The final two games were like old Jerry Jeudy. We're like Denver Broncos Jerry Jeudy again. But we excused it because you wouldn't want to. Why would you?
No.
So you excused it by saying, well, who cares? It's the last two games of the year. The season's over. If this were a playoff team, he wouldn't be doing any of this.
That just throws another thing in there, and I didn't even mention this earlier in the offseason. That's another reason why you got to start the season with Joe Flacco. You want Jerry Jeudy on the same page, don't you? If you're telling me that he was... I didn't see that. I don't remember the temper tantrums. Maybe they were there in the final couple games of the season.
It was bad body language. Well, it was Broncos body language.
I want good Browns body language at the beginning of the year, and I want Jerry Jeudy to be his best, and so I want Joe Flacco to start the season because I know if Joe's going to find anybody, he's going to find Jerry Jeudy. He's going to be able to put it on him. He might throw an interception, but it's going to still be in his general direction most of the time. So at least you'll have that going for you. But still, it goes away from the whole thing of Terry McLaurin. And, like, I'm not, as much as I like Terry McLaurin and would love him with the Cleveland Browns, everything about this says, Kenny, it doesn't make sense. I just want to make sure it has nothing to do with Andrew Berry's track record and wanting to put Andrew Berry in a box. Because I think if I put him in this box of not being able to draft guys, not being able to do anything but trade for guys, well, then I'm already giving up on Andrew Berry when it comes to wide receivers. But I want to know, does it make my team better? It does, but how much better and at what cost? Because if it comes at too big of a cost and we only are talking about still not making the playoffs and still ending up with like a top 12 draft pick, then did Andrew make this decision just to save his own job? Because that's not what you're... Plenty of guys have done that, but that's not what you're supposed to do. Like, they decided to not take a quarterback number two overall this last year. And I told you, and I said it right after the draft, I can always say that Andrew Berry decided to do what was best for the franchise. So as long as he's doing what's best for the franchise, he can still get fired. But at least he's doing what he felt is best and not doing something selfish like doing something for his own job. But that decision right there with Terry McLaurin, as much as I adore McLaurin, all that evidence would tell you, and the 29th rank, which Bill Barnwell, in the end, all be all. I know he's gotten things wrong a time or two, but... it's hard to argue against that. I mean, now we're just splitting hairs on the 29th ranked overall position package group. I'm not going to respond to Pony's tweet. I know what you sent, and I'm not going to do it. All right, I'm just going to bring this up real quick. Pony said 70 NFL executive coaches and scouts once again ranked Myles Garrett ahead of TJ Watt, proving yet again the NFL executives, coaches, and scouts have no idea what they're talking about. And then you added me because you want me to start ripping on Pony.
No, I just wanted you to see it.
Guys, I can't. I can only lead the pony to the water. And then I have to pull his head out of his ass to make him drink. I can't do the first thing. How am I supposed to make him do the second thing to have any common sense in the sport of football? Folks, I can't do it for Pony. He's an unhelpable person. He's incorrigible when it comes to sports. When it comes to football, I can't do it for him, guys. He's not a football guy like us here in Cleveland. He is this
old... We know a football guy when we see it.
...different entity. Coming up in 5 minutes, Bill Ryder going to join us. Ryder Than You, middays on Infinity Sports Network. Folks, it's the summer of LeBron yet again. Is it worth our problem? Is it worth our while this time? Or am I just inviting the circus to the town? Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.